Hi, this is Matthew Ryan. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, 101.5 UMFM, where you can curse.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Yeah, it's me. The other day was Mayday. How was your Mayday? Did you dance around the pole or anything? I don't know. This is Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, your host here once again. How many weeks in a row? Is anybody keeping track? It's been a lot of weeks that we've been coming to you live from the safety and security of self-isolation. I can't even remember when the last time I was at the radio station. But, you know, we're getting there. Hey, tomorrow everything's open, right? So maybe we can go back to work. Who knows? Because you can go to the mall. You can go hang out with on the patio. You can go get your hair cut and get your massage and everything. Because the virus is gone. It's over. We're free. Oh, boy. Anybody else, like, friggin' terrified of the fact that, you know, we sacrifice so much? And Manitoba was unbelievably lucky, and you know, we did all the right things. We kept this stupid thing in check. We never overwhelmed our health care. We kept the number of illnesses super low. Only 6 people died, and unfortunate for them and their families, very sad, but thankfully it wasn't much higher than that. And now all of a sudden it's over. We can all go back to the mall again. Oh boy, we're doomed. I'm staying here. I'm staying right here. I'm not going anywhere. You want to go to the mall, you go right ahead. I hear as a grand reopening bonus, with every visit to the mall, you get a free hospitalization. So that's a plus. Anyways. Welcome, friends. We got so much new music. Like I told you last week, we had so much new music I couldn't get it all in. So I probably had enough to fill today's show already. But then, oh my God, things started piling on this week once again. Including yesterday was Band Camp Day. Not yesterday, on Friday. Friday was Band Camp Day. Once again, we're Bandcamp, by the way, normally, any day of the year, if you go and buy something off Bandcamp, artists get a lot of that sale. Bandcamp takes a small portion, kind of depends on a couple of factors, but they don't take a lot. So it's a great place to buy music, to support artists and to support Bandcamp because like I said, Bandcamp is pretty awesome. They support artists. But they're doing this thing. And so this is the second one that just happened. And apparently they're going to do it monthly now. Where they're gonna say, no, we're not taking anything. You guys just keep it all. So 100% of the proceeds from the stuff you buy in Bandcamp goes straight into the artist's pocket, which is exactly what we want, right? I mean, I kind of want to support Bandcamp too, cause they're awesome. But, every time they have this Bandcamp day, I go and spend like $1 million on downloaded music. So I'm going to play some of that for you today just to make it feel like maybe it was worth spending $1 million on downloaded music. I'm going to tell you more about live streaming shows, which I spend another $1 million roughly on every week. And, you know, it's a good thing I can't go anywhere. I can't afford to go to the mall because I spend it all on downloaded music and live stream concerts. Kicked it off with something from Matthew Ryan from his album Mayday, which I absolutely love. What a powerful, powerful record it is. We heard Damn off of that thing. And it just so happens that Matthew Ryan snuck out a little treat on Friday as well. You didn't even have to go to the band camp. If you're on his mailing list, he just sent it to you. Said, here, have this. But the real best part is if you can go on the YouTube and dial up the video for this thing, there's a pretty beautiful video. It's kind of cheesy in a way, but it's also beautiful as well. And well, let's see if you can spot this one. This is Matthew Ryan, Tell the Band to Go Home.
When the night falls down, I wait for you and you come around. When the world's alive with the sound of kids on the streets outside. Oh baby, you know what that's worth. Heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love comes first. Let's make heaven a place. place on earth. When I feel alone, I reach for you and you bring me home. When I'm lost at sea, world would just begin to understand the miracle of living. Maybe I was afraid before, but I'm not afraid anymore.
Hey everybody, this is Todd Snyder, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
I am an old woman named after my mother, my woman, the child. Dreams was thunder, and lightning was desire. This old house would have burned down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, I had me a cowboy. He wasn't not much to look at, no, he's just a free running man. Well, a long time, and no matter how I try, the years they just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go. There's flies in the kitchen, I can hear them, there's a buzzing. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. Tell me, how can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say?
that I can hold on to. To believe in this living is just a hard way to. To believe in this living is just a hard way.
Across an old farmhouse standing broken and bare. It used to be someone's home, now no one lives there. There's a red barn standing held together with nails and dust, and a tired old messy Harris all wires and rust. Weeds overgrown in a garden sown with care. It used to be someone's home, now no one lives there. Through the crack in the window pane, I hear the sound of the falling rain. Another farm being left run down, another family moved into town. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on a torn screen door, nobody lives here no more. They work their fingers to the bone, nothing left they can call their own. Packed it in under leaden skies, with just the weed waving them goodbye. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a torn screen door. Nobody lives here no more. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on a torn screen door. Nobody lives here no more.
In his oval room, in his rocking chair, he's a president. Businessman, he's got business ties, he's got dollar signs in both his eyes. Got a big airplane, take him everywhere. Got his limousine, when he get there, everywhere he go, make the people mad, makes the poor man pay and the rich man. Jungle deep, he thinks everything is his to keep. He's a real cowboy with his makeup on, talks to kings and queens on the telephone. He's a president. Thank you.
picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in loving is your first mistake. Well, some now you better take care if I find you been creeping around my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. See you looking fast in faded jeans. She's a hard-loving woman, got me feeling mean. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. So now you better take care if I find you. If I find you been creeping around my back stairs. Well, sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
Floor, and I'm leaning on this.
Ah, pretty great set of cover tunes there, capped off by a Weaker Than's cover. That sound is, when I heard that, I was like, is that Dar Williams? No, it's not Dar Williams. It just sounds like Dar Williams. It's Vanessa Peters, Dietmar's old pal. Vanessa Peters has this record called Mixtape, and it's got some rather interesting covers on it. I was looking at the list, and I thought, wow, she has a song called Aside. That can't be a Weaker Than song, but there it is. There it is. And that's better than 95% of the Weaker Than's tribute record that came out a while ago digitally. But it's good. It's great. I like it. I like it a lot. Some other good stuff on there. Maybe we'll dive into that eventually. Before that, something from Matthew Barber. He put up a Bandcamp thing the other day. It's called Old Tapes. It's a bunch of old demos of songs that you might know, some that you don't, and a couple of cool covers. There he is covering old Gordy Lightfoot's Sundown on that thing. The thing I don't like about that is that Matthew fell into the greedy trap. If you go to buy it on Bandcamp, you have to pay it in American dollars. And I don't know why. It just rubs me the wrong way when I see a Canadian artist selling things in American dollars on Bandcamp. It makes me mad. So I didn't pay him nearly as much as I would have if it was in Canadian dollars. That'll teach you, Matthew Barber. That'll teach you. Before that, Pokey Lafarge from the longest album name in history. As a matter of fact, I downloaded the zip from the Bandcamp and I tried to unzip it, and my computer just laughed at me. It's like, no, you can't have a file name that long, you idiot. So it was a bit of a pain. I had to fix that first. The album is called New West Records, Nashville and Athens, Artist Celebrity, Coronavirus Awareness, Fun Mix Pro, Am Mix for The Cure. Did you get all that? You want me to say it again? Well, forget it. It's this New West Records compilation they put out of live things and rarities. I know Stu's pretty excited about it. I'm sure you'll hear some of it on the Twang Trust on Wednesday, because there's two Springsteen covers on that record. Well, at least two. I haven't listened to the whole thing. But we heard, though, Pokey Lafarge doing Blaze Foley's Oval Room. And I don't know why. This week has been especially bad for me for having to tell people that Blaze Foley wrote Clay Pigeons, not John Prine. Mostly it's Jim Bryson fans that are to blame. I watched, I listened to the Jim Bryson nightly thing, 8:30 every night on Instagram. It's pretty entertaining, and he's had some pretty great ones. He's been doing the old songs lately. He finally did Without Piano for Me, which was amazing. He's done Satellite a couple of times. He did Soupy Sales or the other rockin' one off that record? I think he did 26 Miles by Car. He did, it's just been great, these things. But, these Instagram things are so friggin' annoying, because every idiot insists on either making stupid comments throughout the entire concert or posting long strings of emojis. I hate emojis. If you want to use one or two, or if Jeremy sends me his 26 emojis, I find it kind of funny. But if you're an old dude, like some of the old dudes watching the Jim Bryson thing, and you're posting strings of emojis, it might be time to go to the mall. Get one of those coronavirus specials at the mall. So, like, I don't want you to talk during the show when I'm at the show. So when I'm at home, I don't want that part of the show, you know? So annoying. And on Instagram, you can't turn it off. I hate Instagram so much. There's my rant. Good Lovely's in there. But speaking of Jim Bryson, Jim rechristened them the friggin' Bad Nasties, because Carolyn Brooks apparently curses like a sailor. They're working on a new song together. They were hoping to have it up for Bandcamp Day, but didn't happen. But it's coming. We heard them doing David Francie's Torn Screen Door, which is gorgeous. Oh my God. You know what? I almost forgot. I should show you this too. I should. Yeah, I should. Okay, I'll pull this up next. A little foreshadowing. I almost forgot about that. I got to play that for you. Good Lovelies in their live version of Torrance Green Door. That's lovely. Good stuff there. We are Jeffrey Martin and Anna Tivel in there. They've been dropping these singles like crazy, these folk tunes on their little children's record or whatever it is called Songs for the Moon. We heard Tonight You Belong to Me. You might remember that one from The Jerk. It's pretty good. Before that, Todd Snyder doing a heartfelt version of Angel from Montgomery. He did a live stream where he mourned John Prine and played a lot of John Prine songs, and they decided to release one of those as a benefit for the organization that John's family wanted to benefit. You know, don't buy flowers, you send money to this thing. So all the money from that single goes to that thing. But it's on a streaming site, so I don't know how it's making money, but I'm sure there's a way. But look it up. And Matthew Ryan off the top, Heaven is a Place on Earth. You remember that from the old Belinda Carlisle hit. Okay, here's what I was going to show you. This is so unexpected. Now, I know this guy spent some time in Canada. And as a matter of fact, he was even in a Canadian band for a while, apparently. He was in New Country Rehab, apparently, for a while. I don't know why or how that worked. But I guess while he was here, or something, I don't know, he fell in love with the music of David Francie. And the other day, he did this cover online. This right here is Anthony DaCosta.
It's you and me and a lot of things that never quite got said. It's you and me and a lot of things that rattle around in my head. Oh, never mind, babe, let's go down. Let's go downtown again. I remember the first time I saw you. You were living just down the hall. I stood and waited to catch you. Catch you if you started to fall. Take that in a strain. Never mind about what happened. You will always be in my brain. Walking on Sumac Street, I stood and we talked like strangers. Strangers that happened to me. Oh, never mind, babe, let's go downtown again. Oh, never mind, babe, let's go downtown again.
let's go downtown again.
Oh, isn't that gorgeous? That's Anthony DaCosta there covering David Francie. So beautiful. And Anthony DaCosta, he's always on the live stream. You flip it on right now, I bet Anthony DaCosta is doing a live stream right now. Probably. Possibly. Speaking of live streams, and speaking of Jim Bryson, actually, coming up tonight on the live stream, every Sunday now, Carolyn Mark, she usually does this this Hootenanny in Victoria on Sunday nights, but now it's a virtual Hootenanny, and she has this all-star lineup every single week playing. I haven't caught one of these yet. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm an idiot. I think, and I suck at time zones, so you're going to have to figure this one out for yourself, but it's 4:20. In Victoria, so I think that's 6:20 here. And this week it's got Jim Bryson. Like I said, Little Miss Higgins is gonna virtually be there. Benj is gonna be there. Benj, we love Benj Roland from the Hemingways. My favorite part of the week, waking up on Saturday mornings and watching Benj and his dancing chicken. Dave Lang is gonna be there. Whatever happened to Dave Lang? Let's find out. Matt Masters is gonna be there. Matt Masters, by the way, he has this wicked idea. He's become the world's most successful touring musician right now because he outfitted his van. He's got like a Honda Odyssey or something, and he put a little stage on the roof, and you can book him to come and play on your street. And he'll come and he'll stand on the roof of his van with a little PA and sing some songs for you. Well, not for us because we don't live in Calgary, but that's pretty wicked, and I wish that somebody would start doing that here. I think that would be amazing. I would book that show at the Sunset Saloon in a heartbeat. That'd be wicked. Anyways, what am I talking about? Oh yeah, Hootenanny. I started talking about that. That's right. What else is coming up this week? Speaking of Jeffrey Martin, we played him before. He's going to be doing one of the last Jen Grant Pocket concerts on Monday at 4 p.m. Those have been pretty great, three songs. Benj again on Tuesday at 4. That's always good. Evangeline Gentle is doing one. I missed her. Not her. I missed Evangeline's Pocket concert with Jen Grant the other day. But Evangeline is doing another one on Thursday at 2 p.m., I believe. One more on Thursday I'll tell you about in a second. Oh, Scott Cook has another one coming up. Hopefully he'll figure it out so he's not sideways and stuff this week. And then Saturday coming up, Benj is always in the morning. Christina Martin's got another one. Those are always good. But what I'm looking forward to, this is a side door thing. So you got to buy a ticket, but when you buy a ticket, you get a download of this new record. And it's kind of an interesting thing. It's a virtual listening party for the brand new record from our old pal, Viking Warrior / singer songwriter, Lindy. He made this record with Danny Michelle. And if you go on Side Door, you can buy yourself a ticket and includes a download of the album. And Lindy and Danny will sit around, they'll listen to the record, then they'll pause it between the songs and they'll talk about the songs and how they're made. They'll take questions. They're going to play like individual tracks, like parts of the thing. They'll share recording secrets. I think that sounds like a lot of fun. That's Thursday at 4 p.m., I believe. And, I believe this song is off of it. This is brand new from our pal Lindy Vopnjord. The song called State of the Heart.
I'm staring out into the world, and if my eyes do not deceive, found you without me, and now I see you time and time and time again.
can stop pretending, 'cause you are real to me, my love. So where do we go from here?
To the eastern hemisphere. Watch the shadows rise and fall
as we fall for love. It's like an ancient china cup.
I will not remain all broken up. You hold me like a treasure,
like I will always be enough.
This was meant to be a protest song, but the politics were wrong. Not a time to be sublime. I can only sing these love songs since I met you. This is where we start. It's the state of.
Speak.
I only want to kiss your cheek, to have us something we can keep and make it beautiful.
So we should see things from afar
and understand just who we are. From the highest mountain tops, you are beautiful to me. This was meant to be a protest song, but the politics were wrong. Not a time to be sublime. I can only sing these love songs since I met you. This is where we start. It's the state of. Time to be sublime. Let's leave the politics behind. We don't have to toe the party line, 'cause I hear a calling from the air. The politics were wrong. Not a time to be sublime. I can only sing these love songs since I met you. This is where we start. It's the state of.
Thank you. This is Robbie Foulkes. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
There's no work back in the hills of West Kentucky. Only what'll break your back or kill your brain. There's no place in Illinois for a hug-eye country boy. Bust a dream or two and he'll be on the southbound train. Well, I traced the path my brothers laid before me. Swap the red dirt for the oil on my shoes. Now my eyes burn from the stain, and the fiddle haunts my dreams. And the lonely song it's playing is called the Chicago Blues. Can't you see the dusty northern skies? And can't you hear the freight trains rolling through? When your heartaches never end, and you can't go home again, you know you're sinking in the Chicago blues. House floor. All the bees hands make a fire when they grip the wood and wire. This old mandolin makes music like no one has heard before. And each evening as the sun slips down the skyline, I send some lonesome blues into the night. And somewhere beyond the skies I see a curtain rise. And a West Kentucky farm boy steps out into the light. Can't you hear the hard times in his song? You can tell by that he's paid his dues. And that Kentucky boy was me back in 1933, just knee deep in the Chicago blues. Can't you see? Hear the freight trains rolling through. When your heartaches never end and you can't go home again, when you worry yourself away like a string wound up to break, boy, that's the kind of blues you may never shake. Then you know you're sinking in, oh, you're drowning in the Chicago.
Now, if I'd played this last week like I'd intended, I would remember more about the story. But I think Robbie Foulkes used to be in that band. They're called East Chicago Blues. And they made a record, and they invited Robbie to come and be on it. And Robbie said yes. There's this, I don't know if that's the, but that's called Special Consensus. This is why you tune into the show, everybody, for the factual information every week. Yeah, so Special Consensus, East Chicago Blues featuring Robbie Foulkes. Before that, we heard Steve Dawson and Funeral Bonsai Wedding, and I just found out during the song that it's not that Steve Dawson. It's a different Steve Dawson. But I thought the title Funeral Bonsai Wedding was pretty great. Now that I know it's not that Steve Dawson, it's another Steve Dawson, I'm a little less impressed, but I still think that's a cool title. Last Flight Out from the other Steve Dawson and Funeral Bonsai Wedding. And off the top, we heard something from Lindy Wattenjord from title track to his new record, State of the Heart, which you can hear for the first time coming up on Thursday if you dial up the Side Door live stream. They do Zoom for Side Door. And I hate the Zoom shows. I hate the Instagram shows. And sometimes I feel like I kind of am starting to hate most of the streaming shows in general. I'm going to take a break and come back with some more positivity on Tell the Band to Go Home. Please stick around. Go wash your hands. Take good care of each other. Stick around. I'll be back.